Theoretical recap. An HTML document is a plain text file that a web browser reads and renders as a visual page. Every valid HTML file follows a strict skeleton. It opens with a less-than-doctype HTML declaration, which tells the browser to interpret the content using modern HTML5 standards. Inside the HTML element, the root of everything, you find two direct children, head and body. The head contains metadata that is not displayed on the page itself, such as the character encoding, meta charset equals UTF-8, the page title shown in the browser tab, title, and links to stylesheets or scripts. The body contains everything the user actually sees, headings, paragraphs, images, links, and so on. A common beginner mistake is confusing the title tag, inside head, sets the browser tab text, with an H1 greater than heading, inside body, displays a visible title on the page. Another frequent error is forgetting the doctype declaration or nesting elements incorrectly. For example, placing block elements like P inside inline elements like span. Always think of an HTML document as a tree. Every element has a parent, children, and siblings, and the hierarchy must be respected. Mini example of a minimal valid structure. Less than doctype HTML. HTML lang equals n. Head. Meta charset equals UTF-8. Title my first page slash title. Slash head. Body. H1 greater than hello, world. Less than slash H1 greater than. P greater than this is my first HTML page. Less than slash P. Slash body. Slash HTML. Keep this mental model in mind throughout the workshop. Structure first, content second. Workshop brief. Now it is time to move from theory to practice. In this workshop, you will create a complete, valid HTML page from scratch, no templates, no shortcuts. The goal is to prove to yourself that you can produce a correctly structured HTML document by hand, using only a text editor and your knowledge of the HTML skeleton covered in previous lessons. This is a foundational skill. Every web project you will build throughout this course, whether front-end or full-stack, begins with an index.html file. Your task is to create a file named index.html that represents a simple personal profile page. The page does not need to be styled, no CSS yet, but it must be semantically correct and complete. It should include the full HTML5 document structure, doctype, HTML, head, body, a meaningful page title in the head, at least one meta tag for character encoding, a visible main heading, H1 greater than with your name or a fictional name, a short biographical paragraph, P, an unordered list, UL, of at least three skills or hobbies, and a working hyperlink, pointing to any external website of your choice. Every element must be properly opened and closed, and the nesting must be valid. To complete this workshop, follow this general approach. Start by creating a new folder on your computer dedicated to this project. Then create the index.html file inside it using a plain text editor. Versus code is strongly recommended, but any text editor works. Build the document structure step by step. Do not copy-paste the mini example from the recap above. Type it manually so that the syntax becomes familiar. Add each required element one at a time, save the file, and open it in your browser after each significant addition to verify the result visually. Pay close attention to tag nesting and closing tags. When you are satisfied that all requirements are met, review your file one final time before submitting. You are encouraged to consult any resource available to you. Reread the previous lessons on the anatomy of an HTML document, revisit the quiz on minimum HTML structure, and use any reliable online reference such as MDN WebDocs, developer.mozilla.org. You may work alone or ask for help from a peer or mentor. The important thing is that you understand every line you write. Do not submit code you cannot explain. If you run into difficulties, here are a few targeted pieces of advice. If your page appears blank in the browser, check that your content is inside body and not inside head. If special characters, accents, symbols display incorrectly, verify that your meta charset equals UTF-8 tag is present and that your file is saved with UTF-8 encoding in your editor. If your link does not work, make sure the href attribute includes the full URL starting with https://. If versus code flags an error, read the message carefully. It usually points directly to the problematic line. Do not skip the browser preview step. Seeing your page render correctly is part of the validation process and builds the habit of testing your work continuously. You have 2 hours to complete and submit this workshop. This is a realistic time frame for a focused beginner. The actual coding is quick, but taking the time to understand what you are doing, test in the browser, and review your work carefully is what makes the difference. Submit your index.html file before the deadline expires. Late submissions will not be evaluated in the same sprint cycle.